Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, Michael is with us on the programme today because, Michael, you got in touch about an issue with a water connection. What's happened?
Good afternoon, Andrea. I suppose I was looking to get water brought down to our house, and we were quoted by Irish Water for $53,700 to get us connected. But just to give you a bit of a backstory.
Sorry, €53,000, Michael.
700, yes. So the backstory of it would have been, Andrea, that about 15 years ago we built our house and went through the normal due diligence of the planning permission and that. Paid our development charges for water and roads and all that in the development charge. And to find out then that there's no water in our area. So we contacted our local county council 15 years ago about bringing water to the house. And at the time, they told us it would cost us €18,000. So we decided not to go ahead with that and get our own well water system in place, which cost us, I think, it was about €9,000 at the time. And the reason we didn't want to pay the €18,000 was that any houses that would have been built in the area close to us could just connect into that supply and not have to pay any contribution towards us. So roll on the years, the water quality is quite poor that we have through the well water system. We get the smell, the eggy smell of sulphur coming through our water and that. So we approached Irish Water and our local council for the last, I suppose, about 6 years, been on and off communication over and back about getting the water down. And our last correspondence with Irish Water was about 3 weeks ago when they came back with that price of $53,000 for us to connect because we're 160 metres from the local hydrant. Now, I did bring it up with our local council about the about fire and that within the area. And they said that we were concerned that if a fire broke out in our area, what would happen? And they said that we're not entitled to have a fire hydrant near us either, so we're not. So we're just don't know what to do in relation to that because it is a lot of money to bring water down for a basic rent.
I that's what struck me. Over €53,000 is the quote for the connection for water to the Irish water supply. Is that the normal going rate, Michael, or is it where you live?
I don't think so, because neighbours of ours that would live probably the same distance on the opposite of the water hydrant or the water connection were only quoted €5,000 for it.
But it's not that you're on the top of a mountain somewhere.
We're not. We're only 160 metres from the nearest connection, Andrea, so we are, which is a lot less than where we were, say, 15 years ago when we went to apply for the water at that time. So we're lucky. There's a newer connection closer to us, but they're charging $53,000 for a connection.
And what other communication have you had with Irish Water, bar the quote? Like, is there any explanation as to why the quote is this price?
They said it's so much, you're like the first 10 metres of a connection of €3,000 and then something like €300 and something per metre after that. And they said to me then, I sent some of the emails off to your team there yesterday with the quotation. And they said in the email that I would be better off connecting to a group water scheme, which is about 160 metres away from the other side of the house. So it just beggars belief.
What would the price comparison? I have the map and the response here, but like, would that be a cheaper option for you, Michael?
They maintain it to be a cheaper option, but then when I contact my local county council to find out who's over their group water scheme, I can't get any feedback on that either, so I can't. So it just feels like I've been pushed from post to pillar between both agencies.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to pay the $53,000.
No, and that's why you're here. You're looking for advice. I wonder if any of our listeners found themselves in a similar situation or a position to Michael. So it's Irish Water is the system you're looking to connect to, and you have your own well basically at your house at the moment.
And you see the fact that when we got our planning, we had to pay our development charges to get connected to the water in the first place, and there was no water. So, like, we paid for this money for our development charges in the initial planning application. So we're just left in limbo at the moment.
How bad, Michael? Just describe how bad your own water is at the moment that you need, this new connection.
Yeah, I suppose if you're having a shower, it's that kind of an eggy smell. Even though we get our well water treated, it's still not good enough. We can't drink it, so we're buying bottled water into the house at all times, so we're for drinking and that. And then it would be like, I don't know if any of your listeners, say, in the countryside, would get that kind of a smell from, say, a septic tank. is that kind of a smell that would come through the house because of the quality of the water when you're washing clothes. And then if you're out wearing clothes and you get a bit warm, you can start kind of get that smell of your clothes, even though you're using the proper detergents and everything else. So it's just not really acceptable, Andrea, so it's not.
That doesn't sound very pleasant.
No, it's not.
No. But I suppose your situation is that you're trying to find out where do you go or what do you do. I mean, who's going to fancy paying over €53,000?
Exactly. And you see, the thing about it too is where I'm living now, there is planning for other houses to the left-hand side of me and across the road from me. So if I paid the $53,000 to come down, they could just connect in, so they could for, I think it's $2,500 into the connection, where I'd have the big outlay to bring the water down.
There's a listener here who's got in touch, Michael, to say we had a very similar problem a number of years ago when we were told it was because of one-off housing, but no solution was offered, which was no good to us because the house is decades old. We had just bought it at the time, says this listener. So you probably were a one-off house originally, were you, before other people built nearby?
We were, and say, I suppose in the area where we're living now, there's probably about another 8 houses there, but they would be all of the one family, so they're able to bring the water through their own land. And I suppose that would result then, if we were to do that, say if there was a fallout between families, they can disconnect that water if it's going through their land, and that's, whereas we would have to go through the main road, so we have to get dug up, and that's where the cost, I think, is been consumed.
But the real concern for you is, you know, in the unfortunate event that there's ever any sort of an emergency or a fire emergency, and the access to fire hydrants, Michael?
Well, exactly, because I brought that up with the local council and I asked to speak to the fire officer, and they just highlighted, well, the fact there was a fire in another part of the county probably 2 weeks before that, and it took the fire brigade 2 hours to get water from one location to the other location, resulting in the house burning down. So I suppose we're looking at it from the safety aspect as well, so we are for health and safety.
Listener here says, just connect yourself. Hire a private company, says this listener. Another texter says, we are on the mains and the quality of our water is absolutely shocking. We probably get 3 to 4 boil water notices a year. I'm currently living in Wexford. Another listener points out, this is the hazard with one-off bills. There's multiple factors that have to be taken into consideration. Incline, bedrock between the connection point and the house. You can't have it all, says this listener, Michael.
I wish it was as easy as that, Andrea, so was.
Yeah. Another texter too, just, you know, inquiring about where they got the figure from. Sounds like they're trying to dissuade you from maybe doing it, where the figure of the 53,000. You didn't really have a breakdown as such, Michael, of that, beyond just the per metre quote, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's on their website, I will say, on Irish Water, it's 160 euro, or it's €300 per metre, so it's 160 metres plus the connection charge on top of that. Because even when I was looking at the website, I was there going, no way it could be that price. But they came back, I thought maybe coming around 18 to 20,000 based on the previous figure, but 53,000 is what the quote
is. Would seem a lot to blame inflation for the jump from 18 to 53,000. Yeah. Look, Michael, keep us posted if you find any solution to this, and certainly we will absolutely send on any advice that we get from listeners or anybody tuned in today that maybe has been in a similar position to Michael and you found a solution. Drop us an email, let us know. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Michael in County Donegal, though. Michael, thanks a million for getting in touch with us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.